When you're out walking, it's important to stay hydrated. And it's important to have water that is healthy, water that you actually want to drink. And can I tell you how much I love my Aqua True water? It's amazing. By the way, in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 20% off at aquatrue.com. Are you aware of the research by the Environmental Working Group that indicates virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in tap water? Well, the Aqua True purifiers are able to remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. My sponsor, Aqua True, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and today you'll get 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, enter the code WALKING at checkout. 20% off any Aqua True water purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use promo code WALKING. It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code WALKING50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. Well, it has happened again. I thought last night when I went to bed that there was a possibility of rain this morning, and was prepared to take the umbrella. Well, I checked this morning before I left the house, and it looked like the rain was going to arrive a little bit later, so I was good and made the decision to leave the umbrella at home. Well, I've been out walking for a few minutes, and just a moment ago, it started raining. And I'm like, really? Is this going to be one of those wet walks? One of those walks where I'm like, why didn't I bring the umbrella? But just like that, the rain has also stopped. So it rained maybe just for a few minutes. And maybe I am good. Maybe the decision to leave the umbrella at home and not put it in my pocket was, I'm not even certain I could say it was a good decision. It was not a bad decision. We'll go with that. One of the things that I love seeing on the Start Today Facebook group are people who have reached a big milestone with their walking, and they're really excited, and they let others know. And that milestone could be one of the big round numbers, like 10,000 steps, 20,000 steps. And that's a big deal when you reach that number. If you're one who likes to track your steps, who's counting your steps, and that motivates you, and of course it doesn't motivate everyone. There are some who actually find that demotivating. It takes the walk from being something that's fun and pleasurable to something else. And so they don't want to even think about that. Don't want to focus on that. But for others, it actually can be motivation and a sign of progress. You know, I have been moving and reaching this number, but I finally reached this number. And this is a big deal, and I want to let others know about it. I want to celebrate. And then as the fitness capacity grows, you reach another milestone. And it's really worth celebrating. So I love seeing that. But I want to today actually kind of look at this, some of these milestones, from a slightly different perspective. One that you probably don't think of. If you do count steps, and you've reached certain numbers. Maybe you reach certain numbers every day. I want to take it beyond the number and sort of paint a picture as to what you're really doing, which is pretty incredible. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. So if you have a step tracker, it's telling you how many steps you've walked, how many calories you've burned. Probably also tells you how far you've walked. And have you ever spent some time on the distance part of your step tracker? And I know when those numbers, those steps start going higher and higher, the mileage is like, oh, well, that's pretty impressive. But I think sometimes, at least for me, that number, the mileage, can feel abstract. Sometimes it's helpful to actually put a visual to how far you're walking. So let me give you an example. My personal record, step count personal record, is a little over 50,000 steps. Only done it once, and it was many years ago, and it was a day that I intentionally set aside to walk as much as I could. Let me see how many steps I can get. This day is going to be all about getting as many steps as possible. And 50,000 was what I got. Well, 50,000 steps is about 25 miles. Okay, I'm impressed with myself, 25 miles. But what really helps me to wrap my brain around how far 25 miles is, so lived in Maryland for many, many years, decades even. I lived closer to Baltimore, and I've talked about going into Washington, D.C. often. Those two cities are close together. Each city has a beltway, a highway that circles the city. There's the Baltimore Beltway, and then the Capitol Beltway, the one around Washington, D.C. And the mileage at their closest points between the Baltimore Beltway and the Capitol Beltway, if I were to get on, say, the BW Parkway, that's the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and walk from the Baltimore Beltway to the Capitol Beltway, basically from Baltimore to Washington, that's 25 miles. So on that day that I got 50,000 steps, I walked the equivalent of what it would have taken me to walk from the Baltimore Beltway down the BW Parkway to the Capitol Beltway. And because I'm familiar with that stretch of road, I'm familiar with that area, that's like, oh, well, that kind of feels even more impressive. Not just a number, 50,000 steps. That's what that 50,000 steps covered. So let's run through several of these numbers. If you walk 20,000 steps, that's a big number. On average, for most people, 20,000 steps is 10 miles. That's a lot. That's the equivalent of starting at the tip of Manhattan, at the very southern point of Manhattan. There's actually a museum there, the Statue of Liberty Museum. So you could visit that museum at the tip of Manhattan. And then, oh, but wait, I don't live in New York. I'm flying home to wherever. And I need to get a plane at LaGuardia. 20,000 steps, that'll take you from the tip of Manhattan, up through Midtown, across one of the bridges, into Queens, onto LaGuardia Airport. So when you've walked 20,000 steps, you've walked from the tip of Manhattan to LaGuardia Airport. How's that? 10,000 steps, what we often consider as the gold standard of walking goals. 10,000 steps is essentially 5 miles. We're going to start you at the tip of Manhattan again, the Statue of Liberty Museum. And now you're walking north, straight up Manhattan. 10,000 steps gets you all the way to Central Park. So you're going beyond the Empire State Building, beyond Macy's, and you're reaching Central Park. 10,000 steps from the tip of Manhattan to Central Park. That's a long walk. 5,000 steps. One of the things as we begin pursuing fitness, one of the dangers, and it's a real danger, is comparing ourselves to others. We see what others are doing, how much they're moving, how far they're walking. Maybe even on the Start Today Facebook group, you see somebody post 10,000 steps and you haven't reached that yet. Your fitness capacity is still growing. You're still early in this commitment. You haven't reached 10,000, and the danger is to compare what you're doing to what they're doing, and you diminish what you've accomplished. Don't do that, because what you've accomplished is pretty great. And if 5,000 steps is your biggest round number, it's 2.5 miles. That's a lot. And I want to take you to Washington, D.C., and I want to stand you in front of the U.S. Capitol, and you're looking down the National Mall, this wide, long expanse of green. And in the distance, you can see the Washington Monument. It's very impressive. Your 5,000 steps gets you from the U.S. Capitol to the Washington Monument. Oh, but wait, we're not done. Because beyond the Washington Monument is the Lincoln Memorial. You keep going. Your 5,000 steps has taken you from the U.S. Capitol, past the Washington Monument, onto the Lincoln Memorial. That's a lot of walking. And that's what you've accomplished every time you walk 5,000 steps. Having a step goal for some is highly motivating. It causes you to move more. You check your Fitbit, you check your step tracker. You see you haven't reached that number that you want to reach, and you keep going until you reach it. And that's great. But sometimes, at least for me, those numbers, those step counts can feel very abstract. Understanding how far you've walked, I think sometimes adds a little different perspective to that. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your walk today. I'm honored. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.